Hello. Let's start with something that all of us have. Everyone who is listening to me, no matter how old you are, no matter where you live, something we all have, but they are all different. Can you guess? No, it's not fingerprints, though we do all have those, and they are all different. No, I'm thinking of your name. We all have a name. And during this season of Advent, we're going to be reading about some of the names that the Son of God had. Everyone has a name, but where did your name come from? Do you know the story of how you got your name? There is a story because usually we do not make up our own. Most times our name is given to us by somebody else, and we are called it for the rest of our lives. Usually it is our parents who give us our name. And today we are going to hear the story of how the Son of God was given his name. Some of us like our names, and some of us wish that they were different. I hope that you like your name. When I was 9 years old, I asked my parents if I could change my name. They had called me Wade, but I wanted with all my heart to be called Robert. This was because I knew a high school football quarterback, and I thought everything about him was the greatest, and his name was Rob. And I wanted to be like him so much that I even wanted to take his name. But my father was a wise man, and he told me that I could change my name from Wade to Robert if I waited until I was 12 years old and still wanted to make the change. But I'm still called Wade today because after 3 years, when I turned 12, I was very happy to keep my name. Some of us have names with very special meaning. The McWhorters in our church just had a baby boy, and they gave him the name Moses. And when I wrote to David and asked him about such a big name for such a small boy, this is what he wrote back. Moses means to deliver or draw out of water, just as Moses in the Bible was drawn out of the water by Pharaoh's daughter. So that's a name with a meaning. And some of us have family names. My son Ethan has the middle name Jackson, because both of his grandfathers were either Jack or Jackson. Others of us have a name that our parents just liked how it sounded. That's my name. My parents didn't have another reason. God's son, the baby born of Mary that we celebrate on Christmas, he was given his name by God. Both Mary and Joseph were told, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And that's going to be our call and response today. This Advent, because we are going to be participating in worship, even though we can't be together in a building or under the tent. So when I say, "You shall call his name Jesus," then you say, "For he will save his people from his sins." Let's practice. "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Try it once more. "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Good. Now we're ready to hear the story. Turn, if you would, to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 22. Ready? "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I read, did you hear it? Let's say it. "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Jesus, the Son of God's name, is the Son of God's name in the English language, the language I'm speaking to you in now. In the Hebrew language, the same name is Joshua. You may know someone with that name. Right here at our church, several people are called Joshua. And that name has a meaning. It means God saves. Joshua means God saves. And that's the same as what Jesus' name means. I think a lot of you, us may know that Jesus' name has a meaning. God saves. Remember, I said that we all have a name and that they are all different? That last part isn't quite right, because I know a lot of people with the name Joshua. And I remember the first time that I heard of someone whose name was Jesus that wasn't God's son. He played baseball for the Houston Astros, and his name was Jesus, or Jesus Alou. I was a young boy watching the baseball game, and I remember when that name first appeared on the big sign in lights. Jesus was going to be the next guy up to bat. I did not know then that a lot of people, people who mostly speak Spanish, are named Jesus or Jesus by their parents. And so I was kind of shocked. But maybe you know somebody named Jesus. If you do, their name has a meaning. And the meaning is God saves. Jesus' name was Joshua, and it had a meaning. But God's son was not the first person named Joshua. When people in Jesus' village heard his name, they would have thought of two other men that you can read about in the Bible. Sort of like when I call my son Jackson, I can think of both of his grandfathers. The first Joshua has a whole book in the Bible named after him. He was the leader who took over after Moses. You see, Moses was called by God to deliver the people of Israel out of their slavery in Egypt. And he was a mighty leader who did wonderful things by the power of God. It was Moses who took them safely through the Red Sea. And it was Moses who took them to the mountain where God gave the Jews the Ten Commandments. But later, Moses disobeyed God, and so he wasn't allowed to take the people across the River Jordan and into the Promised Land. The first Joshua was given that job. And so when Mary and Joseph heard what they were to call the little baby growing inside of Mary, they would have thought of that first Joshua, the one who led their people safely into the Promised Land. Let's remember, what did the angel say to Joseph? Say it with me. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You see, going into the Promised Land is like a picture. It is a picture of God's people being taken safely into our forever home. And that forever home is the kingdom of God. But there was another Joshua that Joseph and Mary would have thought of. This second Joshua is not quite as famous, but his story is also found in the Old Testament. You can read about him in the book called Zechariah. You see, the Jewish people had disbelieved and disobeyed God many years after they entered into the Promised Land. And God sent them prophets to tell them to repent and change their ways. But when they did not, and they kept disbelieving and disobeying, God sent them more prophets to tell them that they were going to be sent into exile. They were going to have to leave their homes and go to the city of Babylon, far away from their farms and their villages, far away from the temple in Jerusalem, where they worshiped the real God, the living God. Wouldn't that be terrible? What if we found that we had to leave everything that we love about our home and our church, and we had to move away to a place where the people treated us badly? God punished his people by sending them away to Babylon. But God is kind and full of mercy and compassion. And the prophets had told the people that after 70 years away in Babylon, they would be allowed to go back home. And the second Joshua was the high priest who led the people out of Babylon and back to their home. He was the high priest who got to start them worshiping the true God in their own land once more. So, just like the first Joshua, the high priest is also a picture of God's son, Jesus, because we are told that Jesus is our high priest. But rather than offering sacrifices of animals at the temple that have to be done over and over again, Jesus offered himself up as the perfect one-time and forever sacrifice. And why did Jesus, God's only son, die on the cross? Well, his name gives the answer. So say it with me. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You see, no matter how hard we try, there are some things that we cannot do for ourselves, and being saved from our sins is one of those. So you have to ask, what is a sin? And what is so bad about it? And why can't I save myself from it? Well, sin is when we disbelieve or disobey God. Sin is when we don't believe and don't obey God. We break His law, which God gave us so that we could live good and happy lives. A sin is when we love what is wrong rather than what is good and what God wishes for us. We can be sorry for what we have done. We can wish that we hadn't done it. But only Jesus, God's Son, is a perfect person. He never told a lie. He never stole anything. He always loved the good which God wants for us. He never disbelieved or disobeyed God. Jesus never sinned, and so He can save us from our sin. The Bible says it like this: we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. That means we have been made holy. What we needed was someone perfect to be the sacrifice for us. And by believing in Jesus and what He has done that we could not, we can be saved from our sins. Let's remember, say it with me. You shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. What does it mean to save us from our sins? It means that God always gets angry at anything that is wrong and evil. He always punishes what is wrong, anything sinful. But we do not have to be afraid of God's anger anymore. That all got put on Jesus as the perfect sacrifice. We are saved from all of the punishment and sorrow that sin brings. You see, Jesus, God's Son, whose birthday we celebrate on Christmas, He is like the first Joshua, because it is Jesus, the real Joshua, who can see us safely into our forever home, the kingdom of heaven. Nothing imperfect can ever be in that very real place. We are forgiven of our sins and made perfect and holy so that we can live there. And you see, Jesus, God's Son, is like the second Joshua, because it is Jesus who is our real and lasting high priest. He still does things for us that we cannot do for ourselves. Here's how that gets said in the book of Hebrews. For this reason, Jesus had to be made like us, fully human in every way, in order that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that He might make atonement for the sins of His people. Because He Himself suffered when He was tempted, He is able to help those who are being tempted. This means that Jesus knows exactly what it's like to want to believe things that aren't true or do things that aren't right, only He never did it. But He knows all this so that He can help us. Let's remember, say it with me, you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. Now Jesus, God's only Son, has an important name, and this Christmas I want us to remember what it means. But what does it mean for us? Well, Jesus' birth shows that God is full of compassion and mercy. He wants to save us from our sin. And it shows that God has a plan to do this thing for us that we cannot do for ourselves. And this plan of God's isn't quite over yet. We have been told in the Bible that this same Jesus is going to come back. And listen to what it says about when He comes back. Therefore, God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Why is Jesus' the most important name? Well, you know the answer. Let's remember. Say it with me. You shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. You know, it's never enough just to listen to a sermon. You are supposed to do something with what you heard. And so here's what I want you to do after hearing this sermon. No matter how old you are, you might be in college, you might be as old as I am, or you might be a little kid. I'm asking us all to do two things. First, Ask someone who knows the story of how you got your name. Find out the story and ask them if it has any special meaning. And secondly, the very next time that you see that you sin, the very next time that you sin, the very next time you do something that you know is not the good that God wants for you, say this to yourself and maybe to whoever is with you. Say this: you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Let me pray for us. God, our Father, thank you so very much for sending your only Son to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. Our Lord Jesus, the real Joshua, thank you for delivering us and being our faithful high priest. And Holy Spirit, the presence of God among us, remind us of this name the very next time that we sin. And we pray all of this in the blessed name, the highest name of Jesus. Amen.